Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 14 of Syncing with ServiceNow. I'm your host, Andy Whiteside. Today is March 27th, 2023. Happy to be on here with Kristen McDonald. Kristen, how's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
I am good. Good. Did you move yet?
I did. I'm officially in San Francisco. Yes.
All right. So what I'm looking at on the screen there, that's your whole house?
No. Pretty close to it, but not quite. Have a little bit more.
So tell me how the move went.
It went really well. It took a couple of weeks. Still working out a few things, getting settled in here. But, you know, that's how moves go. So, yeah.
For sure. Is this, let's see, without saying too much that you don't feel comfortable with, where did you move from?
Oh, I moved from East Tennessee. So the Knoxville area. Yep.
And how long had you lived in East Tennessee?
Oh, goodness. 6 years, I think, right around there.
And then before that?
Before that, it was New Orleans. Before that, Dallas, and Tampa, and grew up in Texas. So all around the South. So California is a pretty big change. Yep.
So you moved to a whole different world is what
I did. Yes, I did.
And what's been the most noticeable change so far?
Oh, everything is walkable. I love being in a walkable area right now. So that I'm looking forward to.
So that is a good way for us to relate. So my, let's see, if I could have it anyway, I'd have a condo at the beach, condo in the mountains, a double wide out in the country somewhere, with a big garage. And let's see what else. And I would love for all the places that I lived most of the time, except when I was out in the country, to be extremely walkable. If I didn't have to get in a car for like a month, right, I'd be okay with it.
Yep. I hear you.
we cleaned out the garage yesterday. Oh my God. But cleaned out the garage. And then we rode bikes to a local brewery. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sitting there going, man, this is so nice. Just to ride a bike somewhere and love it. And I grew up on a gravel road somewhere. I couldn't get anywhere. So for the first 22 years of my life, I was a 20 minute drive to get to the grocery store for the first 15 years.
Yep. I hear you. I'm a member of the gravel road club.
Yeah. which part, which state?
Texas, East Texas. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. You haven't lived till you grew up on a gravel road.
Absolutely.
You also can't keep a car clean when you grow up on a gravel road.
Very true. Can't have a black car. Nope.
Not even close.
Yep.
Well, let me share my screen here. But the blog that you brought for today is from November of last year. And it says 3 benefits of digitizing the customer experience. Mm-hmm. No, I think that goes without being said, but needs to be said these days. You got to make that customer experience something that's, you know, real time and on demand and digital friendly while still keeping the human touch all at the same time.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. So regarding the intro paragraph, why did you think this was a good topic for today?
So we haven't talked much about ServiceNow's customer service solution, but they do have what they call CSM or customer service management, which is I would call it an exceptional tool set for customer service. It's very, very feature rich, very easy to use. It has a lot of great features. So it's something I think it would be worthwhile to discuss. Yep.
All right. So we talked about this briefly before we started, and I was going to wait till the end, but I just got to say it. CSM stands for customer service management, correct?
Correct. Yes.
If I wanted to change the service to success, customer success management, would everything we're getting ready to talk about still apply?
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. Yep. All right. So if you're serving the customer, then you're on a path to success and maintaining success, blah, blah, blah. I love that. And I wonder why ServiceNow doesn't call it customer success management. I guess, I don't know. Why do you think that is?
I think customer service management was an industry term. So I think they kind of pulled from what's been there, what's legacy, and what people are used to seeing for CSM. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking, could they just take the word service and not replace it, but add to it customer service / success management?
Absolutely. And
tell the story, but okay, let's figure out what this means. So first section here says increased interdepartmental efficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
How does that apply to this module?
So this actually goes back to what we've talked about with IT before, in terms of ServiceNow and HR and some of the other applications and teams, which is you've got a single system of record with ServiceNow. You've got a platform that can handle IT, it can handle HR, it can handle your customer service teams. So because it can handle all of these disparate teams and have processes and features and functionality specific to those teams, you've got them all on one platform where they can talk to each other, they can share tickets across organizations. So having that single platform of record, regardless of what your team is working on, really does increase efficiency and really also improves the customer experience. Yep.
Now, is that because of this magical thing that I hear you talking about all the time, which is the CMDB? Is that where all this data magically lives?
So CMDB is definitely a big component of it. And CMDB does tie into CSM as well as ITSM. But it even goes beyond CMDB because CMDB covers the devices. So you can track your customers' assets and devices that you're supporting for them. But even the tickets can be shared. So the tasks or tickets that you're working can be shared across. The account information can be shared across. Your contact information. You can look up at a glance and see what partners and vendors that customer is approved to work for, what's on their contract. It's just a full service view of that customer. And when you're working tickets that are customer facing, even if they're IT tickets, it's so helpful to have that information at your fingertips. Yep.
So I guess it makes sense to me now that you've got this centralized platform that mm-hmm. has all these different workflows that can come out of it, but it all probably centers around somewhere in the mix, either the device or the user. Mm-hmm. And that's where the platform starts to come together to be able to service that device or that user, no matter whether they're internal or external even.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
Do you have an example of, and you kind of alluded to some just now, but do you have a specific example with a customer where you were able to take two different departments and bring them together through ServiceNow?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So my personal specialty is working with managed services providers and particular technical service providers. So I've worked for Arrow Electronics, their SI systems integration division for Converge One and CDW. And of course, I've worked with Avaya as well. So these are all technical service providers. So they're providing customer service to their customers in a technical context. So they're actually doing device support, they're doing change management, they're doing incident resolution and monitoring for their customers. So ServiceNow actually is a great platform for those types of customers because you have both on the same platform and they talk to each other. So even if you're getting a case from a customer for technical support, that can go over to ITSM. It can hook into the monitoring tool set. It can hook into the change management workflows seamlessly. And you can also support non-technical tickets. So if they have a billing question or any other type of question that may be non-technical, you can support both types on the platform. So it's very, very powerful for those types of customers.
Yeah. That makes sense. The next category here is consistent service and rapid engagement. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Sure. So you have so many different ways that customers can engage with you on ServiceNow. So the first sentence here just says, 51% of people will hang up if they're left on hold for more than 10 minutes. I think we're all used to being in these holds and waiting for service and to the point where we even have callbacks on these customer support lines. So you don't have to sit there on the line and wait for service. But with ServiceNow, you have your customer portal where users can go, they can submit a ticket instantly. They can interact with your team or even the virtual chatbot there on the website to get more information. There's a lot of self-service that's available through the chatbot or just through searching the website. So you've got your knowledge base articles there that can help customers with self-service. You also have community features. So your customers can actually support each other. It's very much like a Quora, but for ServiceNow. So customers can ask questions, other customers can answer, they can interact in a community forum type environment. So it really increases the speed to response for your customers. Yep.
I had an experience like this today, and I don't know if ServiceNow was behind it. I bet it was, where I filled out a form with my information, what my question was, and it popped up like four or five potential answers. And it said, did that help? And I was like, no, not really. And it said, well, would you like to speak to someone? I was like, well, yeah. And then like 30 seconds later, somebody called me.
Exactly.
That was awesome. And it was a major, major, major IT company, but it was a very minor piece of their business. Right. I expected to be in like, you know, customer forums forever trying to find the answer. Yep. And within 30 seconds, a subject matter expert called. He already had my information of what I was trying to do. He verified it was me. It says, have you done this yet? I said, no. He said, do that. I did that. It was done.
Mm-hmm. Is customer service is such a differentiator. And we really are at a place right now where so many companies just really struggle with that. And ServiceNow can just really, really improve that customer service, the quality of it, the speed of it. It's a great tool set. Yep.
All right. And then the final one says elevated employee and customer satisfaction. This goes back to my conversation a while ago around this should really be called customer success. I realize it doesn't necessarily tie into the legacy concept here, but you know, service success, in my mind, kind of similar. They go hand in hand. Why is it important that we attack this space with a workflow in the ServiceNow platform?
Mm-hmm. So I would say both employees and customers these days really expect a streamlined experience. You know, we've gotten used to technology that makes lives easier, that's easy to use, that responds quickly. So both from an employee and a customer standpoint, you really have to have both components there. So particularly with the customer success piece, customers expect quick service. They expect easy user interfaces. They expect real-time updates. And those are all things that ServiceNow can facilitate. Yep.
So it's got a couple of numbers here. It says Forrester study reported 33% in employee satisfaction.
Yep.
In customer success. I even did it. Customer service management was in play. automation integration can reduce phone contacts by 40%. And email contacts by 80%. And then finally down at the bottom, aggregated data in the Forrester study revealed that an organization can REAP, up to 170% of ROI in customer success management over a 3-year period.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many features that are just ingrained that come out of box with customer service management that really make lives easier for your employees. That can templatize things that they're doing, that can streamline responses to customers. So the efficiency improvements are fantastic there. Yep.
How about this comment? So I'm old, I'm almost 50, but I'm also a technologist. However, in most cases, I don't want to talk to a chat bot. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go look at forums. But if it's efficient, what I learned the other day is I will, if it makes sense. Mm-hmm. For many, many years, it was not very efficient. Right. What do you think the next generation? Are they going to be like me and they're going to just want to call somebody and get an answer? Or do you think they're going to self-serve themselves?
I think we're going to see a lot more self-service with the upcoming generations. You know, they were raised on the internet. You know, I remember when the internet showed up at my home. I was a young teenager at the time. But these kids, they've grown up their entire lives with the internet, with mobile phones, smartphones. So I think they're a lot more comfortable with that. However, the quality has to be there, right? And I think, you know, especially with things like ChatGPT coming up, we're going to see AI step into that space a lot. In fact, we have an upcoming podcast where we're going to talk about AI and machine learning and how that ties in with ServiceNow.
Yeah. So I think the message for companies out there listening is you may not love this automated digital customer service world, but you better get it done because the next generation is going to expect it.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
And they're also going to be good about it. Like, for example, I was doing something digital, putting in digital locks in my house, and And I was frustrated 30 minutes trying to figure it out. I couldn't figure it out. And I handed it to my daughter and she took the prompts on the screen and she read them differently. Like she took them through her brain, her way. And then she said, okay, Dad, it's fixed. I'm like, what'd you do? She said, I just read what it's, I did what it said. And the truth was, and I went back through it, I overthought it. And had I not tried to translate it in my head to what I used to think, and if I just would have read what it said, I wouldn't have wasted 30 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, these generations coming up, they're digital natives. So they speak the language of computers, and I hope to count myself among that. So as a technologist, yeah.
I'm the same way, but at some point I want to turn it off because I do it all day.
Yeah.
And I just want to pick up the phone and call somebody who has my answer. I think those people are going away and it's going to be replaced with solutions like this, which is where it really needs to go for the future. Well, Kristen, thanks for picking this blog and covering it with me. Anything that we did not cover that you'd want to?
No, I think we covered it all. Thank you.
Yeah. I guess really happy to have you on your team, on the team, because this customer service thing, which you have a background in, and managed service provider, which you're helping us with, really good fit for your skill set.
Yep, absolutely. Happy to be here.
All right. And I was getting ready to ask if I'd see you at the ServiceNow Summit tomorrow in Charlotte, but I guess not. But we'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.